It's time for another live Saturday session. Last week we had Dancing Years. Next up in the studio today we have Wolf Trap. So they are Marley, Ben, and Hannah. Morning, guys.
Morning.
And when we had Dancing Years on the show last weekend, they just weren't used to getting up at this time in the morning. So how are you guys coping? I noticed there, Hannah, you had a coffee. Are you kind of awake? Are we ready to go?
Honestly, yeah. I'm like a zombie, but you know, we'll do it.
So, what, Hannah, you're the vocalist, yeah? Is that
yes.
correct? Ben, you play guitar?
Yeah, I do a bit of singing as well.
Bit of singing on the side as well. And Marley, your guitar as well?
Ukulele.
Ukulele and guitar, multi-skilled. And I should also say that Marley is right at the back of the studio. So, yeah, just shout up and it'll be all good. So for people who haven't heard your music before then, how would you maybe describe it in a few words?
It's definitely very folky, quite indie folk kind of vibe. I don't know, yeah.
Any artists you may be similar to?
Yeah. Ben Howardy.
Yeah, a little bit
Ben Howardy.
Howard.
Yeah. I like it. I saw him at the arena last Easter, I think it was.
Oh,
he
April.
Was insane.
Yeah.
He was so, so good. Like, you hear his music and you kind of think it's just him with a guitar, but then he brings his electric guitar on stage in front of like thousands of people and it's mind-blowing, literally mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So give us a bit of a background to the band then. How did you guys form? How do you know each other?
Well, we started...
August?
Yeah, it was about July, August time. And I were recording a solo EP and took Hannah and Marley into the studio to record with me. And then and it kind of started from there, really.
We were just kind of starting out just doing the harmonies for him. But then we just kind of realised people were getting a good response from it. So we thought, why not go the whole mile and make a band?
Yeah. Why not? Let's do it. And how old are you guys again?
We're all 18, yeah.
All 18. So fresh at a sixth form, yeah?
Yeah. Marley's, you're at Leeds College of Music.
Yeah.
And then me and Ben, we were at Pontefract New College, but we've both finished there now, so just kind of working and stuff. But we do this in spare time, and it's really good.
Good stuff. So what are your day jobs then?
I'm a top level at Dorothy Perkins.
Nice. Is that in Leeds or?
No, it's in Wakefield.
In Wakefield. Shaky wakey. And you two?
I just gig full time, really. I do a bit of guitar teaching, and I go busking quite a lot as well. So,
where do you usually go busking then?
All over, really.
All over.
Pontefract and Wakefield and York. York's really good as well.
Marley, you mentioned you're at Leeds College of Music. Anything that, in particular, you're specialising in?
Yeah, it's a jazz course.
Jazz. Yeah. Is that where the ukulele comes in?
No.
No. Fair play. So, how long have you been playing your instruments then?
Well,
your voice.
I play ukulele as well, but I just kind of leave it to Marley because he's so good. But I, I've kind of been doing that for about 5 years, but singing all my life, but never properly.
Mm.
Just kind of Ben, when I've got with Ben, he kind of brought it out in me more than anything.
And you guys?
I've been playing guitar since I was about 10. Marley's dad used to teach me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've been singing about a year and a half now, properly, yeah.
I've been playing ukulele about 6 years, I think, about that.
It's a good stint. have you got grades and stuff? I play guitar myself and I've got a couple of grades. You know, I don't want to brag. I got to like grade 5 and then thought, you know, I can't go any further. It's too complex. Have you guys gone down that route?
Apparently ukulele grades aren't really a thing.
All right.
Yeah, literally got grade 1. Googled it once a long time ago.
Yeah.
Ben, you're like, I don't really know what grade it.
Yeah. I didn't do my grade 8 exam, but I did the, like, I've learnt all the pieces and stuff for it. But
pretty much grade 8 then.
Yeah, I don't know.
All good. And I should say that you could also watch the interview on the webcams as well, radioyorkshire.co.uk. You're also going to perform a couple of songs for us. One of them, you wrote to play, now it's called Home. So how did you come up with this one? Where's the inspiration behind it come from?
It's kind of from, this is one of Ben's like EP, from his EP, a solo one. But I wrote the lyrics for this and Ben had this like really cool guitar part for it. So we just kind of put it together, didn't we?
Yeah, this was kind of like a last minute song. We wrote it about 10 hours before we went into the studio. So.
Fair play.
We just kind of rocked up like, we don't know what we're doing, but we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
And it did. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah.
Nice one. So this is Wolf Trap with Home on Radio Yorkshire.
young. And if the wind blows, hold on to me. You will find the answer, you will see. Since you'll find me, you'll come home. You'll find me. You'll come home.
Track with Home here on Radio Yorkshire, the live Saturday session. That's great. That's really good. Seriously, like the guitar in there with the harmonics and all the stuff going on there. Yeah. Spot on. And you mentioned a little bit earlier on about who you kind of look up to, and mentioned Ben Howard there. Who were the kind of artists you listened to when you were younger then? Who kind of influenced you?
Mine's really tacky. I used to be obsessed with the Rizzle Kicks.
All right.
Honestly, don't know where that came from, but yeah.
That's crazy, because obviously Rizzle Kicks, very mainstream artist. Oh. This is kind of quite folky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a contrast.
I kind of went to high school then, and then, I don't know, I kind of finished and went to college, and then I kind of started being introduced to new kind of music, and I'm more into, like, Bombay Bicycle Club now, quite indie, yeah. Yeah.
Ben and Marley?
When I was about 10, I really liked McFly.
Love it. So you've got another tune to play for us now. It's called Worlds Away. Mm-hmm. How did this come about then?
This is one I wrote again. Ben did the guitar again.
Stuff.
And kind of got a bit of a Lennon part thing going on.
I like it.
But this one, I don't know, it's just kind of like, it's a love song. It's about how when you find someone who makes you feel like you've been taken to their world, and it's a great world.
Just turns to grey. It never stays. Please take me
rhythm run right through me. Oh, tonight is where our story comes alive.